Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the multitude of silage inoculants that we have available to us as we approach the corn silage season. Your basic silage inoculant is simply a lactobacillus-type bacteria that's going to increase the amount of lactic acid and the rate of fermentation in that silage as you start the fermentation process. Now, as you move on up the line, there are different inoculants that contain different types of bacteria. There are some bacteria that are better at fighting funguses, and others are oxygen scavengers. Oxygen scavengers are probably part of the most expensive type of silo treatments that we can purchase. So how are you going to pay for that? There's three, I think, important things. First, we have a well-preserved silage. It's going to be more consistent in our feeding ration. Keep in mind that most of your diets are going to be 25 to 35% silage on a dry matter basis. Secondly, you will increase the amount of dry matter recovery if you use good inoculants. You will generally increase your recovery by 2 to 3%. And then the final thing to consider is that milk production, based on research, will increase anywhere from 3 to 5%. So that 90 cents to maybe $1.20 a ton that you're going to pay for silage inoculants, you can quickly pay for that with this increased milk production. Even though we have a cheaper milk price than maybe what we would like, it's still a very important thing that we should do to manage our dairy herd and improve our production over the next year. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.